Last Word on Today FM.
We want to go to The Last Word on travel now. Before we talk with Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie about Dubrovnik, the heat wave that's hitting Europe at present. Sarah, I wonder, are many Irish people who are heading off on the holidays adequately prepared for what's hitting Italy, Spain, Portugal and Greece?
Hi, Matt. Yeah, I think, generally speaking, I mean, that we've seen it over the last few years, but it's been a lot later. It's kind of been later on in July and into August. So I think, in fact, you saw just even what I was talking about last week, how prices had come down in July, and more people were travelling in June this year. So I think it's probably a little bit unexpected for a lot of people travelling, and they just have to make sure they're adequately prepared and obviously not go out in the severe hot sun during the day.
Because in southern Spain, it hit 46 degrees on Saturday, which is a new record for the month of June.
Yeah, my son, which I believe is actually there, when he flew back last night, and now he was in Cadiz, so it was kind of, at least he was on the coast. But, and I think at least if you are, a lot of these places that are talking about the extreme temperatures, you know, it's obviously going to feel a lot hotter in cities. So I think at this time of year, people are going to kind of beach resorts where you will have the sea breeze and it may feel a little bit cooler. But obviously anyone going to cities at the moment, Athens and, you know, even Dubrovnik, what we're talking about today, it is going to be really, really, really hot for the next week at least.
Okay, Lorcan and Atlonis texted in to say, Matt, two words for Dubrovnik. Overpriced and overcrowded.
Well, it is overcrowded probably in July, August, and it isn't probably a city that firstly, I think it's a stunning city, absolutely beautiful spot. They don't call it the Pearl of the Adriatic for nothing. But yeah, July, August, it is extremely busy. And it is obviously going to be, you know, notwithstanding that what we've just been talking about, it is going to be extremely hot anyway. So a city wouldn't be the ideal place to visit. But there are some beautiful resorts on the outskirts that you can go in and out. You can get the water taxis in, the ferries in, visit it during the morning or during the evening when the cruise ships are gone. If you want to go during the summertime, or like there are flights now going right up until the end of November. They start again in March. So it's a lovely destination to go September, October, even into November. So, you know, the flights aren't exactly year-round, but their season has certainly been extended.
Yeah, and Lorcan also says, stayed in Cavtat, which is a half an hour in a water taxi to Dubrovnik, much nicer and better value. They charge €40 per person to walk the castle walls in Dubrovnik. So let's go a little bit through. Tell us why it is that Dubrovnik has become such a popular tourist location in recent years.
Yeah, well, it is actually a World UNESCO Heritage Site, and it is, even when you arrive, it does have that whole kind of medieval feel about it. It's like something out of a movie set. The walls are incredibly intact, and yes, it is €40 to walk them, which seems excessive. You would think it's something that you could just do for free. But when you are walking the walls, like I think it's only about 2 kilometres, but it'll probably take you about 2 hours because you're going to be stopping for photos every so often. There's moats, there's turrets, there's fortresses, like all along these walls. It really, really is. There's drawbridges. It's an incredible thing to do, and it's something that everybody does when they go to Dubrovnik. Now you can walk a portion of them if you don't want to do the whole lot, but it's definitely one of the top attractions. And then inside these walls, you've got this gorgeous old town with limestone steps and, you know, lots of restaurants, people eating outside, lots of cool shops. It is an expensive city, relatively speaking, but there is something quite magical about it. It is a really, really beautiful city.
Can you try to mitigate the cost for each person of walking the wall by getting a sort of an overall city ticket?
You can. There's a Dubrovnik Pass, which is actually the same price. It's €40 per person. Now, most of the attractions included in it are like some of the museums you may not would be the typical things people would visit, but it does include the city walls, some museums, and it includes local transport on the buses as well. So it's definitely worth getting that if you're going to go to Dubrovnik for a couple of days. It's the same price as the walls anyway, which you're probably going to do.
Okay, but as well as the city walls, what about visiting Mount Sreed? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, you can get gorgeous views from the top of the city walls, but to actually get views of the city itself, you go up to Mount Third, up the very top, you get a cable car up. It's 1,352 feet above the city. And there's a fortress built up there. Obviously, it was a lookout point. You can see up to 60 kilometres from there. But you can actually hike up, probably wouldn't be doing it in July, August. But a lot of people get the cable car up, it's 3 minutes, and then walk back down again, or if you want to hike up and down. But there's a little cafe up there. There's also a museum up there, which it's called the Homeland War Museum, and it's dedicated to the Croatian War of Independence. I found it really quite moving because it's literally just 30 years ago. And you'll remember, you know, from people who remember watching it on TV unfold like 30 years ago, they show kind of BBC News broadcasts from the time, and you're sort of just brings it all back. And it's actually just the 30-year anniversary, actually, yesterday, of Srebrenica. So it's definitely moving. And if you were going to do one museum, I'd say do that one.
What about the caves?
Yeah, there's one of the other things Dubrovnik is famous for, because it's all on this, basically on this whole cliffside, there's these cliffside bars. So you're kind of walking through the old town, you'll see these holes in the wall, and you walk out, and then there's this like really cool bar, like with, you know, real just basic furniture, like chairs, but everybody's just sitting out on the rocks, sunbathing, having a few drinks, this real sort of sundowner spot. And you'll see loads of people then just jumping off the rocks. It's called tombstoning. It's kind of like an activity they all do over there. It's a thing to do. So it's a really kind of cool place to have a few drinks, people watch, and watch all these daredevils jump into the sea.
What about the cost of things, though? Because Neil in Wexford has just texted in to say he paid €5.60 for a can of Coke in Dubrovnik last July.
Yeah, well, I haven't heard it being that bad. I suppose, again, it's where you go. It's the time of year. I know certainly the prices do. They do put the prices up in cruise season, I'm told, July, August. But again, it's just about a matter of, you know, there are definitely places that you can go that are not that expensive. And you can stay in the outskirts as well, if you like. I mean, Savtash, where that caller, that's actually where I stayed as well. It's a beautiful spot, really, really nice. It's a resort in itself. It's a real sort of upmarket, I'd say, but not like over the top. But it's a really, really pretty resort, and it's about 40 minutes on the ferry in and out of Dubrovnik. So you can certainly do that if you don't want to stay in the city. But it is a beautiful city to explore. You just don't have to necessarily stay in the centre of it.
Okay, what about a cruise around the islands?
Yeah, this is, you know, I know we've been talking about it being expensive, but actually the activities are really, really cheap. There's a 3-day full islands cruise to the Elafiti Islands, which are the most kind of popular islands you visit. You visit 3 islands in the 1 day. There's actually like over 1,200 islands and islets in Croatia now. Only 78 are officially classed as islands, but there's loads of little places to stop. So you sort of nearly have to do a boat trip if you go to Croatia. But it's like €70 for the day. You get to see 3 islands, you have your lunch included. It's a completely open bar. So that's the kind of value you can get when you go there. Just like pre-book your excursions and do some of the activities and see some of the areas outside of Dubrovnik, I would say, definitely.
Okay, and do a bit of snorkeling and things like that as well?
Yeah, like your snorkeling's included. You'd stop in 3 different islands, you know, when you're there. There's loads of other islands you can visit as well. I mean, the Elafiti one, that's this kind of popular full-day cruise. You see 3 of the islands. But if you wanted to overnight, like, you could certainly go to some of the other islands as well. Hvar is the kind of celebrity hotspot, which has all the super yachts and amazing nightlife. That's about 3 hours away on a ferry. A lot of people overnight there. Korčula is another one that's quite similar to Dubrovnik. It has another fortified town. There's lots of vineyards there. So there's loads of gorgeous islands that be like a standalone place to visit. Island hopping in Croatia is actually a really big thing. It's a really cool thing to do.
Is there a Game of Thrones location tour?
There is, yeah, that's another. I must be the only person who hasn't watched the Game of Thrones in Ireland, but this is a hugely popular activity in Dubrovnik. You can actually see a lot of the locations yourself. Like, it's anywhere, basically, where the King's Landing was in. It was shot in Dubrovnik Old Town, so you'll see lots of different places there. The Jesuit Staircase, or the Shane Steps, is right in the heart of the city, and then there's a fort, not really going to be good at pronouncing this, Fort Lavernack. It's where the Battle of Blackwater was. But there's loads of different Game of Thrones locations. You can get a guided tour, or you can, as I said, just do it yourself.
One final thing. What sort of prices would you pay if you went off-season to go to Croatia?
The flights are really reasonable in September, October. As I said, they're daily flights at Aer Lingus and Ryanair, and then Aer Lingus fly later on into November. And you can get return flights for like less than €100. I found a really good deal going the October midterm break because it's just a popular date going for, if somebody wanted that place, Sabtat, where your caller talked about him, where I stayed, the Hotel Croatia. It's a lovely, it's officially a 5-star, I'd say it's a good 4-star though, hotel. Saturday to Tuesday for 3 nights, it's $469, including your flights over the October bank holiday. So like, that's a steal, and it's a really, really lovely location if you were looking to get away. And it's cheaper, obviously, early in October. I just picked the October bank holiday because I thought it was a good price for that weekend.
Thank you very much, Sarah Slattery from TravelExpert.ie.
The Last Word on Today FM.